win your first game after a bit of a losing streak, and they gave up 20 shots in that 21 shots during that first period. So it didn't look like it was going to happen. Your goalie came up big with his performance tonight.
It's not bad, eh?
No.
The first period, we we had some penalties. We had to kill. Our penalty kill has been really good as of late. And Andre Pavelec was pretty good in the first period, especially in the first, and a big save in the third. We found a way to get the lead, extend the lead, and we did a good job at protecting the lead. So after the first period, I think, you know, and that's the funny part about hockey. I truly believe that we've played a better game the game before against Chicago overall. But tonight we won, so it's, you know, guys showed some maturity in their game, second and third period, so it's a big win for us.
Is there something you have to say to the team about discipline, though, when they take four penalties in that first period, especially against a team like Chicago that has that type of offense?
We talked about it. We talk about it consistently. Sometimes it's the reactions, just trying to be strong on the puck or on the stick, and then just the motion of hitting a stick, like the Bryan Straight penalty. Wants to be strong on the puck, strong on the stick, and it's but in the rules now, it is a penalty, so we have to change. It's the reactions that, you know, we have to make it a habit of playing the puck differently.
How do you feel about Andre's play lately, not just today, but heading into this game? How has he been playing?
He's been good around the team. He's been good in practices. He's been good at supporting Eric Comrie. He bought into giving his best for the Moose, and he's been really good. He's got experience. He feels comfortable, and he's been really good.
It's Scott Kosmischuk. How do you feel about his game tonight?
You know, when Scott is moving his feet, he's a good player. He's like all players, obviously, but when you're moving your feet, and especially him, when he gets his feet moving, when he's on the puck, when he's aware on the ice, I like his game. It's all about confidence. He's playing with more confidence. I think there's a good chemistry between him, Cormier, and Olsen, and it shows on the ice.
I was going to talk about Ryan Olsen and the play since he's come back from Tulsa, what he's been able to do, especially with back-to-back games with a goal. What have you thought about his game overall?
Again, a confidence thing. He spent a lot of time in the past to improve his game as a centerman. We can see that at times he'll take face-offs, and he's pretty good at it. But I think he's got great potential to be a winger because of his speed, his size, and his ability to battle one-on-one and then to win those battles. So. And having, I think, Patrice in the middle is the older guy. He's the leader. He's the veteran, and he's pushing Kosmischuk and Olsen, and those guys are gaining confidence playing together. So I liked Ryan Olsen's game tonight and today, and for the last few games he's been pretty good. So I'm happy for him.
You had Jack Rostovic on the PP late in the game, up by three. Is that something we're trying to ease a young player into that type of penalty killing situation for down the road?
Well, he did kill some penalties at the World Championship. We did use him in the past on the PK. He's a smart player. We want to put him in different situations where he can grow and learn. And he learns pretty quick. He's a smart man, and he can move his feet. He's got a good stick. He reads. He's got this ability to slow the game down when he has the puck, because he creates space for himself so that tight turns and puck protection. So we want to give him ice time. That's why he's here. That's why we're here, to produce hockey players for the Jets. And eventually we'll see him with the Jets. That's no doubt in my mind.
And quickly back to Pavlik, is going back to your days together in junior hockey as his coach, is this kind of how you're accustomed to seeing him play tonight's game?
Well, you want the goalie of the league twice in juniors, and, you know, he's very talented. the one thing people don't talk about Andre Pavlik is his hockey sense. And we don't talk about that too often as far as goalies are concerned, but his hockey sense is so good. And yeah, he's reading plays well. He's feeling good right now, and we can see it. Yeah.